Good morning. My name is Ed Hollihan, and this is The View from Here. The title of this piece is The Blank Page. As I was typing that headline, I typed the words The Bland Page instead of The Blank Page. Do you suppose the typos carry the same weight as what we used to call Freudian slips? You know, when you inadvertently say something that reveals a juicy tidbit that you forgot you were hiding. My misgiving about this piece, or any piece for that matter, is that it will be a bland piece. So is my typing the bland word the same as my saying the bland word? I wonder if typos are in the same subset of speech as those slips are. What if they are significant? What if when you type fiend instead of friend or dead instead of dear, it means something? Do your key-tapping fingers have the same subconscious as your word-forming mouths? Is mistyping the same as misspeaking? Are we revealing the same closely held secrets via different sets of muscles? Are typos even more revealing than slips? I know I mistype far more than I misspeak. Is that bad? Yeah, I don't know. What I do know is that I typed bland when I wanted to type blank. I sat down to a blank page, and for the first time in a long time, I did not know what I wanted to write about. That was followed by the gut-wrenching feeling that I might not have anything to write about at all. What if I sat here and the page stayed blank? What if my usual confidence in front of the blank page were to be replaced by doubt? What if the hulk at the door was not a new idea, but the absence of an idea? What if I got into the recording studio and gave you 5 minutes of nothing? Well, okay, that's not going to happen. You'll never have nothing on this show. I'd rather read you box scores than read you nothing. Ooh, well, that gives me an idea. What if a radio station, let's say a nifty little community radio station, somewhere in a beautiful part of the world, actually scheduled a few minutes of dead air every day? You know, meditation moments or silent soul or something like that. What if busy listeners were reminded at some point every day that they need to put down the phone and shut up, turn off the TV and tune in their hearts? What if radio provided that reminder? Good morning. My name is Ed Hollihan, and this is time for us to be quiet. Well, okay, so much for sitting down at the blank page and having nothing to write about. Something that writers have dealt with since Ugg tried to express his love for Mug way back there in a cave painting. I do believe I've come upon a possible solution to that age-old problem. When confronted with a blank page, start writing about the blank page. Just jump in and explore what the page is saying. How many pages do you suppose have been written since humans started writing things? Imagine all the thousands of years that we've been able to communicate with visual symbols, and imagine all the billions of people that have used those symbols to say something. So if billions or even trillions of pages have been written, and here's the big thought, how many blank pages do you suppose are left? I think I just hurt myself. So, okay, if there is some enormous number, more than a bozillion of blank pages left to stare at, why should I be afraid of them? Think of other things that come by the bozillions, like gnats and snowflakes and autumn leaves or raindrops. Am I afraid of them? Nope. Annoyed at worst and delighted, awestruck at best. It's not like I have to deal with all the blank pages, is it? No, just my share. I think I'm starting to put the blank page in its place. It's a trivial, all too common starting place for the writing that will surely follow. All one has to do is do it. Roger Ebert's first city editor at the Chicago Sun-Times told him the two secrets to overcoming the blank page were sit down and get started, and don't get up till you're done.